call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, June 11, 2012, to order. I'd like to call on Helen Soutie to lead us in an opening prayer. Helen? Everybody will stand.
Pray your precious Heavenly Father. We just give you praise this morning for all that you've done. We just thank you, Lord, here, being all-knowing and ever-present with us, Father, and everything that we need. We thank you for the miracles that you've done this last week and our families, Father. We just pray that you would continue to guide through. Now, as we do our business for today, Father, we pray that everything we say to you would be in your honor and in your glory.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve previous meeting minutes dated May 31st, June 4th, June 7th, with corrections and changes.
Second.
Sorry. 31st, 4th, and 7th. Yeah. 31, June 4th, and June 7th. Motion's been made and second to approve previous commission meeting minutes with corrections and changes dated May 31st, June 4th, and June 7th. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 329273 through 329391, warrants 5635 and 5636, journal entries from the clerk, county clerk, to the election fund for journal entry for paper usage and transfer from maintenance to road and bridge.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks numbers 329273 through 329391. Two reassignment of funds from the county clerk to the election fund, journal entry for paper usage and transfer from maintenance to R&B. Discussion.
My motion also included the warrants.
And two warrants, excuse me, 5635 and 5636.
Thank you.
Discussion. I would like to state that within this accounts payable is an amount of $2,500 to SREP. That has been one that we have held, and after discussions with Springfield Chamber and a guarantee that they were not utilizing these funds for elections purposes, my questions have been fully answered, and I'm certainly in favor of moving forward with that payment as well. Any further comments, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We have scheduled on our agenda a monthly budget report. Jim?
And Rick has sent that to us in hard copy and electronically to just give us an update of each department. And I think in Rick's report, he mentioned a concern about the transfer station where we had more go out, more expenses than revenues. And just for those who actually get this report, that's when we were doing free loads for the tornado. We did not get reimbursed from FEMA or SEMA. So it was without question that we should have some additional expenses in the transfer station. So we still have a healthy reserve, well over $370,000 of reserve in that. But it went down a little bit more because of the tornado, and we did free hauling for all the citizens who had damage. So other than that, the report, I think Rick even mentioned that everything else was in order except for the transfer station. He wanted to take a look at it, and that's after looking at the transfer station, that's what I saw.
Well, that's nothing we need to vote on, so we will just let that stand as discussed.
Okay.
Next item is agenda requests review.
Nikki, on number four, Ron's going to take that because there's some additional details that he is working on. I mean, wants more details this time on. Ron said he was going to visit with Jonas about getting it in writing. So until we get that, as long as we get that, and then we can have a meeting afterwards. So number four, I'm going to wait until we get a good timeline.
What about number one, Jim?
We are waiting. Nikki sent an email out to all the first-class counties. I don't know if you had any responses back yet.
I have several responses.
Several? So, the question is, I guess, if you would get us copies of the responses to each one of the commissioners. I haven't been upstairs this morning to see if it's in our box or not. But
Did Mary Ellen send out the request to the first-class counties?
Nikki did.
You did? Okay.
Go ahead, Dan. Well, we'll run that through legal before we make a decision on that because that's where we run into the problem before was ordinances that didn't have any teeth in them.
And my thought is that if you get copies to us, we can kind of narrow down what if there's some duplication and then get that packet to our attorneys for them to look at the legal side of it. And if there is some legal teeth, basically, that I think which warrants a discussion, so I guess if you get us the packet of information, then we can start reviewing it and then consolidate and go to the attorney. Because I agree with Danny, we don't need a nuisance ordinance we can't enforce. It's frustrating for everybody involved.
Danny, on number two, are you still waiting to have a conversation with MoDOT regarding a veterans billboard?
That something that Nikki was going to get a response from them.
Okay. On number three, we were talking about having a discussion regarding the Lake Moore project. I still has not talked to sewer board members. You were also going to talk. I think you have.
I've already done that, yeah.
Next Tuesday is their next meeting.
Okay.
And that's when they were requesting.
Help me later today, if you will. Maybe we could set up a couple appointments so I can sit with the two individuals that asked to talk with me.
And then on number seven, Nikki, I mean, we have time today possibly. If not, we have time on Thursday. I don't know any details about it, but it's a request.
Right.
Do you know details, Danny?
No.
Okay.
Well, let me add to that. I would like us to set up a meeting with HR to discuss personnel and some business that is yet unfinished, and I would like to do that this Thursday if that works for. Or are we scheduled to meet with her this morning? I didn't think that we were. Are we? Okay. It said personnel. That's why I was.
I think there's a different personnel issue.
Okay.
Is she here?
Ken. Yes.
Okay. We might be able to make some time, Ron. I mean, we'll see what the schedule looks like today.
And based upon that, I think we're going to need at least an hour on Thursday. Is that all right?
It'll take at least an hour to go through that. Mm-hmm.
Or an hour and a half?
Sure.
What's number six?
Is that an annual agreement?
It's an annual agreement. He comes every year and speaks about the child support agreement.
Ask him when he would like to do that. If he wants to do it Thursday, if he wants to do it next Monday.
Either one's fine.
I think we ought to just schedule it.
Yeah, that's whatever. Either one's fine.
Whenever he can come.
Is it a contract or is it just an agreement?
I think he comes before us and talks about the whole...
It's the cooperative agreement.
Okay.
Yeah. And then number five, I'm not sure exactly, but we do have contracts listed today. He did? I did.
Would you check when you leave and see if he's available to meet with us this morning because we have contracts scheduled?
Oh, it's an email. He came from me. It came from him. It was an email from him. Okay.
I have contracts on for this week before this came.
Okay.
So I think
we can use it.
Yeah.
If he's not and can't do it today, let's set him up for Thursday, whatever it is that he needs.
And if he says there's nothing, then but there was an email that was sent to me. So if it's resolved, then we don't need to meet. It's up to him.
I know that he still wants to.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you have anything else you'd like for Thursday?
Let me look real fast. The Missouri Extension, those charges, that's all going to be resolved today, so we don't need to deal with that, correct?
Correct.
There was a request via email this morning from Nikki regarding Payne County Health Department. I don't think that we actually need to schedule that. It's just whether or not she can send out the survey.
And I responded saying, I'm fine with it. If you guys are fine with it, that'll give her a direction.
I'll need to either have a representative from the park board come forward. They want to open up the KDOT park facility. But we'll need to provide some temporary restroom facilities there for daytime use only this
okay.
year. It's in their, it's in the Corps' plan, but I visited with them this weekend, and they're wanting to get that thing open for summertime use. So how do you guys want to approach that? Do we want to have Nikki contact either the chairperson of the park board or whatever? Do you guys want to have a little grand opening type deal down there, or how do you guys want to approach that? But did you want to agendize it and go from there?
Yeah, you want to put on the Thursday, agendize it?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Titled opening of KDOT Park.
KDOT, yeah.
I think Road and Bridge is finishing up that guardrail stuff today, and they'll be talking to us later about some things. So,
I don't show anything else requests right now.
Thanks, Nikki. We have a funding agreement in front of us by and between Taney County, Missouri, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the Village of Bull Creek regarding wastewater collection system capital improvement project.
Motion to approve agreement as presented.
Second. This is off the boilerplate that we use for all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the Village of Bull Creek as presented. Discussion. I would add that this has already been signed by chairman of the board of the sewer district, the chairman of the board of trustees of Bull Creek Village, and it has been reviewed and first drafted by our council. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Court orders and abatements. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Did you gentlemen receive my emails from the State Tax Commission?
Yes, ma'am. Or I should say, yes, ma'am, I received it.
I also received a letter from Church Army. Would you like to see that letter?
I think you sent an email saying that it is open to the public. Is that correct?
That's right. And it has been since its inception.
Okay. What's that BOE number, or do we just order to write an abatement and approve it?
That is... Well, it had one. 2013-0003.
Is that a formal abatement that you would like us to vote on?
Yes. It will exempt that property.
Because of the they qualify. So, motion to approve abatement 2013-003.
And I'll second the motion, but I want discussion.
Would you reread the motion, the number? 2013-003. Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatement number 2013-003 as presented. Discussion?
The discussion is that, as you stated, since it has became a school, it was a nursery at one time, which caused the large confusion about whether it was exempt or not. I want to make that statement.
Sure. And for those listening, I want to use we're referring to a statute 137.270, which gives us the authority to do that, and it meets the qualifications of that to be an exempt property. I'm sorry, we already know that, but no one listening knows that, so we're using that statute that they've asked for.
Further discussion? Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatement number 2013-003 as per statute 137.270. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Abatement approved.
Okay.
Any others, Donna?
Yes.
Yes. The other one, we do not have an abatement number for, but it has to do with Ozark Mountain Inn. And I presented that to you at the last meeting. They are requesting that the building be removed. I did receive an email from the State Tax Commission, basically a reminder of the statute that says we can do a pro rata on residential property. But there's nothing in the law that allows us to do a pro rata on
commercial
property.
I never heard from Darius, and that's what I was waiting on is what they did in Joplin, because that hit, and obviously in May, and numerous commercial structures were wiped off property. Our occupancy law that we've passed only applies to residential. There's no law that even addresses it.
No, and Marion Monahan, I believe is her last name, she also told me that this has come up with the Pierce City tornado and the Joplin tornadoes. That issue had been brought up both times. Legislators tried to pass a law, but it did not pass.
We have no authority.
Well, we might have authority.
I'm in a real dilemma, because we are put at a disadvantage because the state has been remiss in passing a law that at least I believe they should pass, wherein we have property owners that are suffering, and because it's not a residence, it is a business, we in fact can't help them in times of crisis or catastrophe. And I still think that we need to follow through and see what Darius and Jasper County has done. Is a way to move forward. I want to put us in a position to do that. Donna?
Well, since we haven't even started Board of Equalization yet, And I don't see anything saying that this is for 2011. If it is, that's last year's tax, and it wouldn't matter anyway. So since we're getting ready to go into Summer Board of Equalization, if you are going to address this, wouldn't you want to address all of those properties during Summer Board of Equalization?
Yes.
If
I mean, it's not forbidding us from doing it. What it's doing is not addressing it. There's a little bit of difference there because they just chosen, the law has not addressed commercial properties.
We have told other properties that they cannot use that. So I think we would have to do some media blitz if you're going to consider looking at that. I think we would definitely want to let the media, make the media aware of that. And this has come up prior to this year in other instances other than a tornado.
Yes, it has. And,
yeah, that's why I'm saying if you're going to change the policy, it would have to be inclusive of all types of destruction, I would think.
Jim or Ron wasn't here, but the facts are there was a motel that had a fire alarm, or the water sprinkler system went off, basically totally destroyed the entire inside of the structure. As it was found that the value of the property covered almost the value of the best use of the property was
vacant land.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think we've dealt with that since you've been here.
Yeah, we have. But new appraisals. What I would say, Donna, is right. Let's, if you can, when you're bringing in requests, put them in a separate category. And then individually, we're going to try harder to get the information on how Joplin took care of this. And so.
I don't want to deny this, but I would like to.
Just hold it until summer BOE.
Okay. I will be happy to do that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
Donna.
Next order of business is the T Highway project. Randy, could I have you join us? And I know that we had this scheduled for meeting last week, and I had to leave because of an illness in the family. But we're moving now into today, so if one of you will steer me as to what happened.
We had a good discussion about. We had a discussion about John White's property and about how it appeared with the reconstruction of that intersection. It appears that with the elevation shot that John took, is that it looks like it's going to flood his property. And it's a storage unit, so then he's going to be liable for the contents. And so it looked like we needed to get all the parties involved. So what we asked was if the engineering firm and a representative from MoDOT could come to discuss this project so that we can kind of see the perspective and hear for ourselves and make sure John heard if he's going to be satisfied with what they're saying. That's
basically what we... And I have personally... reviewed this. I'm no engineer, don't claim to be on the that side of things, but the shots that John took and the appearance of possible flooding of those buildings below is a concern, needs to be made a matter of record that possibly could happen. I know that Great River did the first engineering. I understand that because of cost constraints that MoDOT actually went back and used their own engineers to do engineering on the project.
Mostly,
you have
space
to
constraints.
Can you come up and join us here?
I'm in the vocal with MoDOT.
Okay.
Could I have you, when you sit down, to announce who you are? We're recording.
Sure. Linda Bokel.
Hi.
With MoDOT. Welcome. And I'm a project manager. It was let as the original design, and in construction, there's a very tight corner that's very constrained, and it's difficult for us to put in a ditch back the way it was, since the road is being widened there, and there was a pipe in the design, but you could physically dig and put in the pipe without back cutting the fence and improvements on Mr. White's property. So Mr. White has discussed with me some solutions that he thinks would be good before this meeting began. I'm going to look into those solutions. They may be very viable and a good way to resolve the problem.
Is that something that you would, because we have money invested in the project, and that's the only thing that we have to do with the project, is that a contract between you and Mr. White?
It would be part of the project and would be considered part of the contract costs. We are always looking to make savings for anywhere we spend more, so we would look into trying to still keep the project on budget.
Okay. Then as I look at Mr. White's concerns and as I review the project, and I see the silt guard that runs there, and the amount of asphalt that has been added to the buildings that are above there, as Mr. White stated in our previous meeting, those ditches do run full before the amount of asphalt that was put on the, which I think as we calculated somewhere around 6 acres of asphalt that lays above there, counting White River Electric and all that water flow. Okay. There is one outlet that is on the across from the White River part, but the main flow of the water comes in that direction. I see his concern. Just wanted to make sure that in a project that we have money invested in, also that the property owner's rights are a main concern to MoDOT and to Taney County, and that's where we're at with this. If you reach some sort of agreement with Mr. White, then either a copy of that be brought back to
sure.
Randy with Road and Bridge,
yes.
And we document it in our minutes.
Okay. I would put our right-of-way department on this. You know, unfortunately, land was not purchased from him, and that is why it is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now that we would be negotiating some kind of settlement with him, our right-of-way folks would take care of that. There would be documentation, and you would get a copy of that.
Okay. And with the amount of right-of-way that's there, is a stem wall situation, is that out of the question, or is that part of the process that you're going to be going through? Because it looks like to me like with the amount of property and the amount of improvement, this is a safety issue that has been of great concern to all the citizens that live on T Highway and on 76, and this project has been prioritized by our transportation board as one of the top in the area, and so whatever negotiations that you can make with him or whatever help that we could be, please feel welcome to contact Randy, and let's make sure that Mr. White's rights as property owner have not been infringed upon.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Thank you for keeping involved and helping us with the project.
Okay.
John, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about
that. If you would like to come up to this microphone. No.
I got my copy.
Yes, I do have, actually.
Yeah, I'm John White. I live at 632 Abraham Road in Branson. And I had a couple other concerns, but I mainly wanted to come over here, and I've talked to Ms. Bokel for a while here. But I wanted to go on record here, you know, that I have a problem. if you could put that on the court records here to back me up. But also on this, my entryway used to be 55 foot from inside of the concrete curb to the inside of the concrete curb, and now it's 50 foot, which I'd like to extend that back to what I originally had. And then also, I got a solution here at the bottom. My wife said, rather than complain, to give you a solution. And that would be the retainer wall that goes the whole length of the property. I mean, from the bottom all the way up to the entryway there, which is 120 foot. I put 90 foot on your drawing there, Mr. Hausman, but actually we need to go the 120 because of this existing berm. This berm here is also going to wash out in the lower part of the drawing there. The berm is actually going to wash out part of this culvert here. It'll just bear the culvert on the first rain. But the retainer wall also will give them room enough to not make the ditch so steep to take the water away from there. And that would be that's really looks like the only solution. I'm not an engineer, but common sense, you know, will show you that we need something to block the water. But I just mainly wanted to go on record that.
The same things have been discussed with me, and I think it's a good possibility we may be able to do these solutions and resolve this.
Okay.
So I'll look into that as soon as.
And also, I brought a bid over this morning. That's part of my solution also. And that was just a bid on that 120-foot retainer wall.
Okay.
So
that would have to go.
I would rather not do that, but if MoDOT, you know, doesn't want to do it, I'll take it on myself to get this done.
It sounds to me like that
they're going to work with you.
It was very handy that the two of you were sitting next to one another and had an opportunity to chat about this.
I appreciate him, you know, showing me everything and going over everything with me.
Well, I've talked to several people from MoDOT, and everybody has no authority to okay anything. So.
I do have some.
We got a good one here, then.
One thing that is a concern of mine that pertains to this that hadn't been addressed yet is the fact that the water, when it goes to the corner, after it passes your property, which is no longer your problem, but after it passes your property, the fact that it has to get across the road and the culvert is some distance down before it goes. I didn't know whether you were going to address that through your engineering or if that had been addressed or what, but I can see as your silt line goes down that it does not address the culvert crossing the road.
Underneath T,
right.
Further down.
Right.
It does not. And we are going to make a better ditch on the property that we do have more room on. Bring it in front of that wall for the most part. Some drainage does go behind the wall as well and leave it pretty much like it was in the before situation.
Okay. The the line that the old culvert that's there, we had a situation with it as we had visited with another owner. And that old culvert, which was made of block at the time, part of it, it looks like it's been, as many others in the county, a two- or three-phase deal as the road went in and the need for more expansion, it's been increased. We would like to make sure that that's taken care of also so that other property.
Under T?
Under T.
We are not replacing the culvert under T.
Okay, but I didn't know whether the amount of water that comes off is going to, if it can handle it.
Well, the water should be the same. You know, there's no more water coming into that culvert than there always has been. A tiny bit of the road was paved, which might change the permeability of the surface a little, but the surface runoff is the same surface coming into it that always has come into it.
Right, and that might be something that would be something that we might be concerned with as far as a argument about the amount of asphalt that's been laid above that there is more water that comes through.
It's negligible compared to the overall water going through that culvert. I know that culvert's probably draining more than 30 acres would be my guess. And the amount of asphalt being added is negligible in relativity.
Okay. As long as you've got all that covered, like I said, it's not anything of mine. I just want to make sure that those things are addressed in this commission so that our property owners feel comfortable with the final result.
Do you have a card with you?
Yes, I do.
Can you get one?
Is there a way that we could get notified on what the resolution is?
Sure.
I mean, and how soon that would be? Would be a couple of weeks before, or a week, or
that I will have to go back to the office.
Okay.
See if we can do this.
Okay.
Talk with our construction folks. Talk with my superiors. Talk with our right-of-way department. So I'll keep you informed as to how it's going. I'll give you a call. Let you know where we're at. I'll give Mr. White a call as well as it progresses. I don't know exactly how long it should take to resolve. I don't imagine real long, if we can do it all. But the first thing will be, can we do this? If we can, it'd be great, and we'll get it moving.
And to save trying to call us, Mr. White and Mr. Hayes would be the people that would keep in touch, and Randy will keep us informed. But it's a terrible thing that we have dry weather as we have it now throughout the county. But if we had wet, heavy rain conditions, then we would be talking about a lot different situation right now. So hopefully we can get this resolved before there might be heavy water.
Well, yeah, we would like. And I'd like to be able to, you know, get him the ability to take care of it while it's dry.
Right.
Anything else, John?
I just want it resolved.
We've made record of your request, and I want to thank you very much for being here today and for addressing this with us. And I believe that we're going to find a solution. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, our next issue is a university extension utility charge. This is pretty simple.
Okay. Do we need to even address that?
Well, it's just to
apply all those utility charges to our utility line.
Yeah.
That's really the direction we're giving the auditor and the auditor's office, is that this we don't charge utility charges to all departments, so we need to treat this as any other utility charge and put it in the line item.
Right.
And to be consistent, and if whoever in that department can just facilitate that, that's wonderful.
I think that we need to go back and make a journal entry correcting this year's
and that'd be fine too.
Charges.
Right.
Agreed? Okay.
Right.
Regarding the utilities at the University Extension, we're going to go back and take all those out and put them into the line that everyone else's utilities are paid from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't then defers the policy. I don't think we need to go to executive for that. Then we'll recess, then we can schedule the first next step. I thought Randy had first on issue.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes. We have one commissioner that had to step out as soon as he comes back.
Okay.
So we'll reconvene at 9:45.